And how long would you think it takes on average for the average American meal to digest? And I'm not talking about just hamburgers or whatever. I'm talking about maybe a turkey sandwich. Say people think that that's healthy. Go for it.
Well, I was laughing about that last night because I was out to dinner with a great friend of mine, Dr. McGregor, and we decided to have a long leisurely dinner, and we only made it halfway through before our bowel needed to work because, you know, we were like, God, our health is interrupting our fun time here at dinner. But the reality is there's a big wave that happens from your mouth to your anus is literally a long tube. And when you eat food, it starts a muscular wave that actually, when you're chewing, moves that food, the contractions right in your esophagus down into your stomach. And then in your stomach, there's contractions that actually move it down into your duodenum or the beginning of your small intestine for assimilation. And then those contractions create the wave that goes to your colon that is actually now removing the previous meal about 20 minutes into eating a normal meal. So really, your colon is something that needs to work, I say, at least once a day, if not two or three times a day. And I never quite understood that. And I literally traveled the world searching for the perfect bowel movement. And not a lot of people can say that. But I did go to areas of Central America, in the rainforest, in the jungle, into Asia, into China, into India. And I wanted to see primitive people who are living simple, basically stress-free lives, eating natural food that grew right in around their area, what their bowels worked like. And what I saw was their bowels were working about 20 minutes on average after a meal that they ate and 2 to 3 times a day, which we're talking about 20 times a week, 21 times a week. Now, the average American is going anywhere from 2 to 5 times a week, which I love calculators, which I calculated out to be, by time we die, we're 70,000 bowel movements short of normal, the average American. And we wonder why our body, everything from our teeth to our brain cells that cause Alzheimer's disease, are plaquing up. I mean, one thing else I saw in autopsy was the amount of gunk, literally gunk and sludge inside the human body. Plaque building up on nerve cells is now in the brain, is now what they're saying is the cause of Alzheimer's disease. You know, plaque building up on your teeth causes tooth decay. And basically, when you see an organ of the body that's not working well, you can break it down to a very simple level. Is the nutrition getting in through the blood? And then as that organ works, it metabolizes waste, and is the waste getting out? And really, we're talking about that for the whole body right now, but it's the same story for every organ and every cell within the human body. Nutrition has to be getting in, and waste has to be getting out. And what I saw upon examining in autopsies and looking at cadavers was the waste, the horrifying waste that is inside, that's backed up in the human body. And we spend our whole life looking at our skin, trying to figure out how to make it look better with makeup and fixing our hair and dressing in the right clothes. If people could only look for 5 seconds inside their body, they'd be doing more internal makeovers than they would be doing external makeovers.
Which would be the same thing,
actually. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the best way to get a good-looking skin and good-looking complexion is through a clean body. And my clinic was in Hollywood, Malibu, and I was literally the natural healer and herbalist to the stars. And I had more actresses and models in my clinic than anyone else, and they all had the cleanest, best-looking skin. And they got to throw out the 350 bottles that were sitting on their sink and go back to a good food program, a good clean bowel, and you know, and if we really got out there, a skin brush.
Right.
And that created the best looking skin.